Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and it's important that we understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We've seen the fact that in the Old Testament era that they were filled with the Holy Spirit for service. We saw that Bezalel was filled for constructing a tabernacle, John the Baptist was filled for the prophet's ministry, and Elizabeth and Zacharias were filled as they prophesied things. So the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament for service unto the Lord. We saw the fact that the Holy Spirit was prophesied that it was going to be poured out and that it was going to bring forth a new spirit, which was the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and also the My Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, would come to dwell in us. We saw the teaching of Jesus that He's the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He spoke of the receiving of the Holy Spirit by believers, and we saw the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit, only believers in Jesus Christ. We also saw the fact that Jesus sends the Holy Spirit from the Father, that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. And then we were looking at the subject of baptism, because before we can understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we got to understand what baptism's all about. We saw the fact that the Greek word baptizo, an untranslated Greek word, baptism in the English, literally means immerse, submerge, or engulf. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the immersing, submerging, and engulfing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We saw the fact that what John the Baptist was doing, where he was coming, he was speaking of the kingdom, and all the people came out to be baptized of him, and they were confessing their sins. His was a baptism of repentance. Why did they come out? Because he spoke of the kingdom, and it was the prophecy of Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6 that was going to be fulfilled, in which they all were going to become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And so the people came out, and they were responding to the first step to enter into the priesthood. Now, we pointed out that there were three steps to enter into the priesthood. The first step was the washing, the second step was the anointing with oil, and the third step was the application of the blood. And so we saw the fact that they took the first step, but that wasn't what was going to happen. John the Baptist prophesied of the fact that he baptized with water, but one was coming after him, Jesus, who was going to baptize with the Holy Spirit, prophesying of the change in the ordination into the priesthood from a physical washing with water under the Old Covenant to a spiritual baptism of the Holy Spirit under the New Covenant. Now, when Jesus was baptized with water, and the reason was to fulfill all righteousness under the Old Covenant, to be ordained the high priest of Israel, then the Holy Spirit came upon him. That was the anointing. And then we also saw that the blood was applied to the tip of the right ear, to the thumb of the right hand, and the great toe of the right foot when he was being taken to the cross with a crown of thorns upon him, and then put upon the cross with the nails put in his hands and in his feet, where the blood would drip down to these areas. So we saw the fact that Jesus was the one who was the high priest. There was a change in the priesthood, remember, from the order of Aaron to the order of Melchizedek, and the change in the priesthood was from just one tribe of Levi, to all could enter in. Now, it was always by birth, physical birth under the Old Covenant. Now it's going to be by spiritual birth. Remember, there was a new covenant that was going to come into being. Jeremiah had prophesied of that. And we see the fact that Jesus said that he had a baptism to be baptized with, and he experienced that when he was immersed, submerged, and engulfed in death, being separated from the Father. And then after 3 days and three nights, after bearing away the sins and iniquities down in hell, he was raised from the dead. He was born from spiritual death unto spiritual life as he was immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit who raised him from the dead. Jesus was the firstborn from the dead, and we pointed all this out. And we've taken the time to go through this because most people don't understand this at all, and we need to keep drilling this into you so you can get the understanding for this. And of course, we pointed out the fact that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what caused Jesus to be born from the dead, and that's the same thing that happens for us. Remember, he was the first one, he's the forerunner that entered in for us, and now you and I are going to also enter into the priesthood in the New Testament through the steps which are the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which was that same as the washing, but this now it was a baptism or immersing in the presence of the Holy Spirit, where we would get born again on the inside of us. And what happens? The old spirit is taken out and the new spirit comes in, which is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Christ means anointed one, so that's the anointing. And the blood of Jesus is applied, washing away all of our sins. Now, what we're going to talk about today is what we were beginning to talk about in the last broadcast, the specific scriptures that talk about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. It's used 7 times in the New Testament, never used in the Old Testament, 4 times used with John the Baptist's prophecy in the Gospels. Twice it was used in the book of Acts and once in 1 Corinthians. In the 4 cases in the Gospels, Matthew 3, verse 11, Mark 1, verse 8, Luke 3, verse 16, and John 1, verse 33. In each case, it speaks of Jesus baptizing them with the Holy Spirit. In a couple cases, it talks about baptizing with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the fire was that which was going to burn up and eliminate the old spirit, because the old spirit was going to be taken out and a new spirit was going to come in. That doesn't tell you what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, though, in these 4 verses. The 5th uses in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, where Jesus said, "John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence," showing that the baptism of the Holy Spirit had not occurred yet until after Jesus had gone back to heaven. They were waiting in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit to come, and when he talked about this baptism, this talks about how the Holy Spirit was going to come to them and how they were going to come into the priesthood now, which was through a baptism of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit was going to immerse them and take the old spirit out, and the new spirit of Jesus Christ was going to come into them. The 6th use is in Acts chapter 11. And here it gives us some understanding. It says in verse 14 to 16, "Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." This is Peter relating to the disciples and the apostles there at Jerusalem, that the same experience that happened to the disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost also happened to the Gentiles at Cornelius's house. And this is where he was preaching the gospel to them. He was speaking words that would bring salvation to the Gentiles, and as he did that, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, and he was indicating that this is exactly what happened to them on the day of Pentecost. So he's indicating that the baptism of the Holy Spirit occurs when one receives the word regarding salvation and gets saved. So we see an understanding here, but it's still not that clear. But 1 Corinthians 12:13 is very clear of what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, the Bible says this, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." The baptism by the Holy Spirit brought us into the body of Christ. And what's that? That's what we come into when we're born again. So the one body, speaking of the body of Christ, you become a part of the body of Christ at the new birth. When a person receives Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, the person's born again. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the new birth experience. There have been many Christians that have believed that. There have been a whole group of Christians that have not believed that. They thought that there was a second experience of this baptism with the Holy Spirit. But that is error. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the new birth experience. This is very important. Now, there have been some that have thought, well, there's a difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the baptism by the Holy Spirit. They've acknowledged that the baptism by the Holy Spirit's the new birth experience, as this verse declares in 1 Corinthians 12:13. But then they want to say that there's another baptism of the Holy Spirit beyond the new birth experience. Well, that's not true. They're just trying to make something fit into their doctrine. When you look up the preposition by in verse 13, you'll find it's the Greek word en. The Greek preposition is the same word used in the other six verses concerning the baptism with the Holy Spirit, where it is translated with. Otherwise, it's the same word. Whether it's by or with, it's the same Greek word. So the preposition's the same in all verses, referring to the same experience. So there is no baptism of the Holy Spirit beyond the new birth experience. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the new birth experience. Now you might ask, what happens to a person when they're baptized with the Holy Spirit? Again, remember they're immersed, submerged, engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. At this point in time, the old spirit is taken out and a brand new spirit comes into the person. Actually, this was prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Here's where the prophecy was that a new heart will I give you and a new spirit will I put within you. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the new birth, we have a new spirit that comes on the inside of us. What do we get? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The old spirit's removed, and now we have a brand new spirit. And what spirit did we get? The spirit of Jesus Christ. Because who did we receive as our personal Lord and Savior? Jesus. So you got the spirit of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So the old spirit's gone. There's a new spirit on the inside of you. And that is the spirit of Jesus Christ that comes from him. In Galatians 3:27, it refers to the same experience without saying with the Holy Spirit. It says this, in Galatians 3:27, it says this, for as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We are baptized into Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. There's a similar statement in Romans 6:3. It says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. So Paul speaks of this baptism into Jesus Christ. That is the new birth where we get born again. Now this baptism unto his death is talking about the removal of the old spirit that is not right with God and the bringing in of the new spirit of Jesus Christ. The old spirit, what happened to it? Remember, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire. What does fire do? It burns things up and consumes it. The old spirit has been burned up and it has been eliminated. And now you have a brand new spirit within you. Now, many people have taught that the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit are the same. That is not true. The Spirit of Christ proceeds from Jesus, not from the Father, while the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, as we previously saw in John 15:26. Remember, Jesus got the Holy Spirit from the Father. The Spirit of Jesus Christ has come into us when we're born again. And that's not the Holy Spirit, though, because the Holy Spirit is going to be received subsequent to salvation. Well, we've talked more on this, and in the next broadcast, we're going to cover more on this subject of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, all kinds of sickness, disease, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.